Unit 14. Food Critics.
Useful Expressions. A. Food Critics. 1. I'll give his cooking 9 points out of 10.
2. He is the best chef in town.
3. She is known for her unique cooking style.
4. He likes to use expensive ingredients in his cooking.
5. She is the 3-time champion of the national culinary competition.
6. This restaurant is rated 3.5 stars in the gourmet guidebook.
7. Who is the most talented among all the finalists?
8. I'll give my vote to candidate number 2.
9. It's hard to decide who is a better cook.
10. He could certainly put a bit more garlic in this dish.
11. I can taste ginger in this dish.
12. This dish has a very special flavor.
13. These two ingredients don't really go well together.
14. This dish would taste better with a bit more sugar.
15. Her cooking is impeccable.
16. There's still room for improvement in his cooking.
B. Culinary Education. 1. What are the prerequisites for taking food handling too?
2. What are the dates of the pastry chef certificate exams?
3. Could I have the required reading list?
4. I hope I can pass the cooking test.
5. Do we get to decide what to cook for the exam?
6. How many cooking methods are included in the exam?
7. Will I be certified automatically once I finish this course?
8. How many levels are there in the chef certificate program?
9. Will I be able to transfer the credits to another culinary school?
10. When is the practicum taking place?
11. How many hours of practicum do I have to do for the certificate program?
12. Could you give me the course outline?
13. Does the school have a job placement program for the graduates?
14. What's the job outlook for certified chefs? Conversation. 1. Cooking competition on TV. Hey, Mara, what are you watching?
I'm watching a Japanese cooking show. Actually, it's a cooking competition. Every week there's a winner, and by the end of each month, all the weekly champions get together and compete. The monthly champion will win a big prize.
So these are the finalists?
Yeah. Do you see the tall chef standing on the left? He's the defending champion. He has won the title 3 months in a row. Wait to see the way he cuts the vegetables. He's unbelievably fast.
So what do they have to make this week?
The host just announced this week's theme. They will be making dumplings of any style.
I thought it would be something really complicated, but dumplings are easy to make.
I don't agree with you. I think the simpler the food is, the more difficult it is to cook.
Maybe. So how are the judges going to decide who makes the best dumplings?
Well, there are several things they're going to look at. The taste of the stuffing, the texture of the wrapping, appearances, and speed.
Wow! Each of them has to wrap 100 dumplings in 15 minutes. That's less than 10 seconds for each dumpling.
Yep. And if they find any broken dumplings after they've been cooked, they will take points off as well.
You're right. It's not as easy as it looks. Who do you think will win the title?
It's hard to say. They're all tough competitors.
A. Almost finished.
The tall chef put seafood in his dumplings. I have never had seafood dumplings. I think the judge will go for the innovative ideas.
Don't forget that the audience's votes are also taken into account. I think chef number 2 is going to win, because he makes the audience laugh all the time.
Shh, be quiet. I think we have a winner here. Oh, it's the third chef. What a surprise! He looked very nervous the whole time. I hardly noticed him.
Well, never judge a book by its cover, or in this case, a chef by his hat. 2. Preparing for the chef certificate examination.
What are you doing, Martin?
I'm preparing for the written examination for my chef certificate program.
Aren't you already a working chef in a French restaurant?
I do have working experience as a chef, which will count towards the qualification. However, I need to be certified if I want to work my way up to the master or administration level.
What is your exam about?
Food safety and sanitation, purchasing and merchandising, labor cost control, and computer skills.
Wow, it's more complicated than I thought. A chef actually has to know a lot more than just cooking. Do you also have to cook in front of the examiner?
Yes, that comes after the written exam. I'll have to cook one appetizer, two main courses, and one dessert.
I really enjoyed the duck d'orange you made last time. I think it was your best dish ever. You will definitely pass the cooking test with that.
You think so? I was going to make lamb stew. That's quite heavy already. Instead of duck, maybe I should prepare something light to balance out the menu.
How about fish? Something like cod or sea bass would be nice.
That's a brilliant idea. As you can see, a good chef does not just cook delicious cuisine. He has to pay attention to menu planning as well. It's important to get the suitable ingredients and styles for different occasions and seasons.
It sounds like it's a lot of work. Well, good luck on the exam. Let me know how it goes.
Thanks. I will.